This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military announced on Sunday it has withdrawn its forces from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, wrapping up a key phase in its ground offensive against the Hamas militant group. But defense officials say troops are merely regrouping as the army prepares to move into Hamas's last stronghold, Rafah. The southern Gaza city shelters some 1.4 million people. The withdrawal brings Israel's troop presence in the territory to one of the lowest levels since the war began. A genocide case starts on Monday surrounding Germany supplying arms to Israel, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The United Nations top court is hearing a case on Monday that seeks an end of German military and other aid to Israel. Nicaragua claims that Berlin is facilitating acts of genocide and breaches of international law in Gaza, where Israel's offensive has left more than 33,000 Palestinians dead. Israel strongly denies its military campaign amounts to breaches of the Genocide Convention. Germany's foreign ministry says Berlin rejects Nicaragua's accusations and has never breached either the Genocide Convention or international humanitarian law. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Houthi forces in Yemen said on Sunday they had launched rockets and drones targeting a British ship and two Israeli vessels that were heading to Israeli ports and at several U.S. ships in the Red Sea. Houthi attacks have disrupted global shipping through the Suez Canal, forcing firms to reroute to longer and more expensive journeys around southern Africa. The U.S. and Britain have launched strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated